Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 20th of August. Over in the United States, politicians are politicking. Does any of this matter to markets? Vice President Harris's suggestion that the planned increase in corporate tax rates would go ahead under their presidency has some relevance, perhaps. But it would be naive to believe that listed companies are necessarily that sensitive to headline corporate tax rates in most cases. Otherwise, this is all mainly political theatre. Obviously, if Taylor Swift were to do an impromptu concert at the Democrat National Convention, it would all be different. Oil prices have moderated a little, with US Secretary of State Blinken suggesting that the Israeli government have agreed to a ceasefire framework. Hamas have not, to date, agreed, but markets seem to be taking any sense of moving forward as being a positive development. The humanitarian consequences of a ceasefire are obviously significant, but the market implications remain relatively limited. Ahead of the Jackson Hole Central Bank Summer Camp, we have a couple of Fed speakers on the agenda today, Barr and Bostic. The markets are firm in their assumption that rate cuts are coming in the States. Better late than never. It is unlikely that either of these Fed speakers would alter the central assumption of a series of rate cuts. However, there is the possibility that stronger language could sway expectations about the size of the initial cut in September. The panic over a single employment report, which is hardly a reliable statistic, does seem to be fading somewhat. On the other hand, being behind the curve in terms of rate cuts could make an argument for a stronger first move from the Fed. The data calendar remains quite quiet. German July producer price data came out as expected, still in deflation, which is hardly a surprise. The euro area will be releasing its final consumer price inflation data for July, which markets won't pay too much attention to. The June current account data is also due from the euro area. Also, not an immediate market focus, but this is something to continue to monitor as economic nationalism continues to increase. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.